About music, it's almost time for us to say goodbye, and our last conversation on a Friday is always about music. Today it is with Sam Ntlovu, lead singer of Stimela, legendary band started by Ray Piri in the 1970s. Ray, unfortunately, moving on in, I think it was 2018. Sam has a new song out called La Bembe. Hello, Sam.
Good evening, John, and good evening to the listeners.
Is this a Sam Ntlovu song or a Stimela song?
It's a Sam Ntlovu song. It's not a Stimela song.
Okay. And Stimela hasn't been hugely active, I mean, for the last decade or so. Catch the Train was, I think, 2018, the year that that Ray passed. And that was one of only sort of three albums in that decade. Are they pretty much sort of parked in the garage?
What happened is that actually Ray passed on in 2017. And we then went into the studio and came up with Catch the Train, as you said correctly, in 2018. Just as we were trying to regroup again, we lost Isaac, the drummer, in 2019. So we haven't
Isaac
released
Mjali,
anything.
Yeah,
Isaac Mjali, yes, yeah. We lost him in 2019. And it happened just before the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz, where we were supposed to go perform. And we had to make a plan to try and find somebody within that short space of time to take his place. And ever since then, yeah, we haven't released anything as Stimela. And La Bembe is my own solo project.
I mean, you have a musical life long before your association with Stimela as well. It's not as if you're defined only by your Stimela appearances.
That's correct.
You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today who's presenting a music show on our radio station on Saturday, and she was talking about how music was always in her home. Her parents or grandparents loved music, and there's always a radio or an old valve radio or a cassette player. And I know your house was like that as well when you were growing up.
That's perfectly put. My father loved music. He was an upholsterer. So whenever he was doing his own thing at home, he would always play music. So you find yourself singing along those songs, even though sometimes you don't even know what you're singing to. But that's how I grew up. And I think my father then saw that I think there's something in this young man. The last gift that he gave me was a bass guitar and a microphone. That was in 1981, and he passed on shortly after that. I hold on to those memories because that signified a turning point in my life.
We're going to play out with Le Bembe. Tell us a little bit about the song.
It's a love-hate kind of song with a twist of humor. It's two people. The guy is saying, all right, fine, you've called me a drunk in this house, and I've accepted that. But now there's a mess in this house. It's everything is all over. Now, because I wasn't here, I've just returned now. Why all this mess? So basically it's about that and the rich music where I worked with Concord Ngabinde, one of South Africa's top bass players, as well as one of my colleagues at Stimela and Ntokozo Zungu.
And I presume it is available from all the main streaming platforms.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely, John. It's available on all streaming and download. You can download it on on the Play Store. You can stream it on all the platforms. It's available.
Look forward to saying goodbye to my working week in the company of Sam Ntlovu and La Bembe. Thanks for talking to us, Sam.